This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. 148,000 extra jobs showed up on American payrolls in September. The forecasters were expecting something higher, perhaps 180,000 jobs, in a report delayed 3 weeks by the government shutdown. A separate survey of households shows the unemployment rate in America falling to 7.2%. For reaction from on high, we go to Jason Furman, the chair of the President's Council of Economic Advisors. Mr. Furman, good morning.
Morning.
So an unemployment rate of 7.2% is better than 7.3, but not stunningly better. How do you read this?
You know, we've seen the unemployment rate coming down pretty steadily from 10% to 7.2% today, and you saw that progress, you know, again in September. There's no question that that's unacceptably high for the unemployment rate. Same thing you're seeing on jobs. 148,000 jobs is steady. It's been 43 straight months of progress. But we'd like to see job creation even faster than that.
Some of it may be the climate of uncertainty emerging out of that city you're speaking to me from. Business owners may not be inclined to take the plunge and hire more people when they have no idea if we're going to be doing the debt ceiling dance at the beginning of 2014.
When it comes to the shutdown, the debt ceiling brinksmanship, those certainly weren't helping the economy in the month of September. And if we look at some more recent labor market indicators for October, like unemployment insurance claims or the Gallup Job Creation Index, we saw those markedly deteriorate. It was a real self-inflicted wound for the economy.
Now, looking at today's report, what about the notion that health care reform, Obamacare, could shove people into part-time work as employers feel they can't pay for the health care of the full-timers? What do we know from today's report about this?
I think the biggest impacts that Obamacare is going to have on the labor market is it's going to contribute to slower growth in health costs. That helps employers, that helps create jobs. Fewer people are going to be locked into their job by health insurance. So I think there's a lot of good things about Obamacare for the labor market. Moreover, there is no evidence at all that from these macro data that it is shifting people into part-time work. In fact, quite the contrary, these data show that the work week over the course of the year has gotten longer and more people are shifting from part-time work into full-time job. Just this past month, we saw a big increase in full-time work and a reduction in part-time work.
Jason Furman, chair of the Council of Economic Advisors. Mr. Furman, thank you.
Thanks for having me, David.